Wake Up with Jim and Sab is exclusively on Spotify.
If you want to start your own podcast, check out anchor.fm.
And if you want to be notified when we have new episodes, click the follow button on Spotify. If I slow
down, what do we do? Just have a podcast. We back. We ghost.
Actually, not really.
Not really?
No. We've been uploading episodes. Okay. We had a bank. But well, we haven't actually recorded together in a long time.
Yeah.
So, actually, may mga na-note down ako na gusto kong pag-usapan.
Okay.
Hay ko na daanan yung billboard sa EDSA. I wanna say EDSA.
Yung sinabi ko?
Hindi, iba to.
Oh.
Jed's Island.
Yeah. It's a resort.
24/7.
Na resort?
Nakalagay 24. Nagulito ako kasi, ay ko pass it. So, it's like a water resort. Para siyang... Mm. Ano yung swimming island?
It's not a sex shop, right?
No, it's like Splash Island.
Okay.
Sabi ko swimming island. Sama naman ang pakanang. It's like Splash Island, so it's a water thing. Water park.
Okay, walang exploitation.
Medyo, nagulit lang kasi I always pass it. Pero ngayon ko lang actually, I only paid attention when it caught my eye na 24/7. Alas, para siyang... Alam mo yun sa TV show or movie na napa-double take talaga ako. It's like, 24/7. Like, can you imagine like at 2 a.m. you're... Di ba labig nun?
Yeah. Well, may inuman.
May inuman?
Malamang.
Di pa pang bata yun?
Well, hindi. Mga airpot.
Oo nga. Ano ang gagawin ng mga bata ng 2 a.m. sa Jed's Island?
That's pretty normal though.
Ang tawag doon...
When I was a kid, I would sleep at 5 a.m., 6 a.m.
No, but you're not wading
swimming,
around in
no,
water.
No, we would. That was our thing.
How old were you? 5 years old?
Hindi. Not 10, 12. Nothing could stop us from the water.
5 a.m.?
Yeah. Oh
my gosh.
Yes.
Tapos tayo konting, ano lang, konting... ng anak natin talaga, oh, wala, hindi pwede mag-swimming. Kahit sobrang sunny, wala. Hindi na.
Well, you know why? You know why I would
why?
Do that?
Why?
Yun yung form of rebellion ko.
Ah, so, hindi, wait lang, so, tumatakas ka?
I would sleep over in my cousin's house. My cousin's house had a pool. So kami,
and no adult supervision.
Walang adult supervision at all.
Okay, that makes sense.
Wild. Oh. When there were adults, doon nababasag yung trip. Pero that was a regular occurrence. I'm pretty sure all our pod kids ganun rin.
I have never experienced.
We would start swimming at 12 midnight.
No.
Yes.
Wait, at 10 years old?
10, 12, you know.
I'm sure you were like 16.
No,
oh,
no,
so
no.
Oh, yun ang 10.
Sabi?
10? Nag-swimming ka ng midnight?
Yeah!
That's unheard of. But for us, sa family ko.
Yung mga ibang bata nga ngayon, di ba nakikita natin sa mga gig. You know, there are kids that are up at like 1 a.m. and they're like 3 years old.
Yeah, but they're not swimming.
I know, but it's the same thing.
It's not.
Anyway.
Sa amin, sa bahay namin, bawal kasi mag-sleepover, ganyan. So, hindi ko na-experience yung mga rebellion.
Ah, sleepovers were the shit. Grabe, only Milo.
I would never let our kids sleep over.
Well.
Except kung sa mga kapatid natin na anak. Cousins, duh. Well, that's what you did though.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. But even with friends, I would.
Oh no, hindi ako papayag sa friends. Kasi hindi ko kalala yung mga lahat ng adults or even the kids. And no, just no. Am I, pod kids, tell me if I'm crazy or... You know, I just don't trust anybody.
Nakakato yung Jed's Island.
Only when they're older na.
Jed's Island, Jed's Resort. Club Jed's. It's so non-static that it's static.
Can I Google it?
Anong wag!
Alam ko parang may parang statue na
guy. It's like
guy
red and blue.
Who looks
and
like a
parang may
superhero.
Demonyo ng Lost.
Hindi naman de... No, demonyo ng Lost the show?
Yeah.
Isn't that just like black smoke?
Nene, yung mga statue.
Mga
Diyos na mga kabayo.
May ganun ba?
Parang may kabayo.
It's Lost?
I mean parang may machete, tas may parang kabayo, na like kabayo but like a body of a machete.
Am I stupid? I'm gonna sound so stupid. Ano ang machete?
It's a Filipino thing, di ba? Yung parang there's a movie about the guy that was a mannequin or man made of wood who would became man. Ano ganun?
When would you ever use the term machete? Like in a...
Si Ali ang nagturo sa akin ito eh, in first year high school.
I think you're pulling my leg.
No, I'm not. First year high school, we could do a...
Machete is a weapon?
We could do a hotline call
kay Ali.
Ask him.
Dinner ata siya eh.
Ay, oo nga pala. Sige. Pero
selfish
first year, meron kaming kaklase. Tapos they kept saying like, oh my God, si ganyan, machete.
Si Jim, tama ako. It's a broad, heavy knife used as an implement or weapon. Si...
Nee, pero machete movie, search mo.
Machete series.
Yan.
Ah, si ano? Danny Trejo.
Ah. Nee. That's not it. Wait, machete ba?
Machete. Baka iba yung iniisip mo, Jim. Kaya hindi nag-work in
machete.
My brain eh.
Machete yun.
Machete.
Nee, machete. Machete is the wooden man.
Machete, search ka. Machete.
Na Pinoy movie.
Filipino.
Machete ba? Machete. Parang sex.
Stop.
Movie eh. Pinoy.
Meron nga, machete Filipino.
Ayan o, see?
Ah.
Oh, yan o.
Oh, may remake siya with Alger Abrenica.
Yeah. Living statue.
Yeah. So in Filipino terminology,
boy?
It's a statue that becomes...
It's a machete-wielding sculpture, mysteriously comes alive, helps people, fulfills the sexual fantasies of its sculptress.
Ifugao hunk comes alive.
See? So yun yung... Anyway, ito yung ano ko. Sobrang mema. Yung mema ko nung high school.
Okay.
There's this joke going around started by Ali na parang call this one dude machete. So I'm like, ano yung machete? Tapos ako, machete, ganyan. And then I found out what it was and I burst into laughter. Like the concept, yun nga, of a machete ka naman
magulo? Mali.
I have a bunch of stuff that I want to talk about.
So basically, Pinocchio.
Yeah, but sex.
Kasi may fantasy.
Yeah. Actually, Pinocchio nga, may kind of sexual thing talaga yun, di ba?
No.
Isn't it?
No.
A fucking stick.
He's not a stick, he's a puppet.
No, but I mean hard on, di ba?
No, he just, it's his nose, Jim.
I know, but it's representative of a hard on.
What, it becomes a real dick?
Hindi, I mean, it's a stick.
It's not a stick, he's a...
Di ba, parang it's an Italian dude, si Geppetti?
Geppetto.
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 He's lonely, and then he makes a wooden boy.
Okay.
Right?
I've never heard of this theory. What? And so what? He finds a whale?
No, parang it's like about parang sex toys, diba?
I don't think so.
Ne?
I do not think so. You're ruining this for millions of people.
No one has
millions of people
Pinocchio.
Who are listening to this. What do you mean?
I mean everyone below the age of Clara.
And I don't think Clara's ever seen Pinocchio.
Exactly.
Pinocchio, the Disney one?
I would like to know, pod kids who are below 25 years old, have you ever seen in its full, I mean, kumbaga, natapos nyo from start to finish ang Pinocchio, the original Pinocchio movie?
Wow, I haven't seen it in a very long time. We should rewatch it.
It's depressing.
Yeah. With Jiminy Cricket, di ba favorite mo yun?
Yeah.
Aww.
Pero yun yung grabe talaga, depressing talaga ng mga unang Disney movies.
Hanggang ngayon naman eh.
By the way, so since we're there, sobrang sama ng Loki.
Ah, talaga?
FYI guys, in our next episode, we'll explain where the hell we've been and why we've been so busy. Sa sobrang busy namin and sobrang baliw, we haven't watched a show in a month.
Yeah. That's unheard of for me and
Yeah,
Jim.
For me and Sab. Like, that's... Mga siguro 7 weeks na, no?
Yeah.
I'd say. Magto 2 months na.
Parang ganun.
So, we finally...
That's wild.
We finally decided na, okay...
Together, you mean? Together.
Yeah, together. Pero even on our own, like, you've just been rewatching
I've been rewatching How I Met Your Mother.
Oh. So, we decided, sabi namin, oh sige, kanya-kanyang trip, yun ang tawag namin, KKT. KKT na natin yung ibang
KKT
series.
KKT na namin kasi, yung Loki.
Kasi hindi tayo makakahabol. Like, there's, we wanna watch Boys, The Boys.
Wait, lumas na. Ah, yung The...
Yung Gen V. Gen V.
I wanna watch that together.
Okay, there's famous. The... Tapos na yung ano, Invincible Season 2.
Ha?
Huh? Amazon Prime.
Tapos na?
It's out.
I wanna watch that together.
I super wanna watch that.
Finally, Barbie is available on Apple TV. Like, you can rent it.
It looks so bad.
Barbie?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Wasn't it like a flop?
No, it was not a flop. It was like it divided people, but I still want to watch it, Jim.
Want more fun stuff outside our podcast? Come join our Podjon community.
You'll get access to exclusive content such as life coaching sessions, hangouts via Zoom, live podcast recordings, exclusive discounts, spontaneous live streams, and more.
Focus with me on our co-working sessions at Discord and let's be productive together.
Looking for career advice or fun recipes? Or do you just want to join in on our jamming sessions with Panjo and Vito?
Took you a while.
Talagang literally nagja-jamming kami ni Panjo and Vito and we stream it live. Anyway, subscribe to gymandsab.com for just $5 and you'll get access to all of these.
We also have a monthly life coaching session, like we said, via Zoom, where I talk to pod kids and give them advice. Yes, qualified life coach yarn.
And the best thing about this whole thing is 100% of our monthly proceeds go to our chosen beneficiaries in partnership with Cerebral Palsy Epilepsy Family Awareness and Support Group PH.
They are our heroes of the month, the children with special needs and their families. And this cause is especially close to our hearts because, well, you know why. So your subscription really means a lot to us.
We hope to see you on our next hangout. Nag-enjoy ka na, nakatulong ka pa. Yay. Love you. Thank you.
Thank you. Barbie?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Wasn't it like a flop?
No, it was not a flop. It was like it divided people. But I still want to watch it, Jim. Ako na lang ba? KKT na lang ba yun? Kasi I can't keep waiting for you.
Okay naman.
Ay.
Well, Killers of the Flower Moon.
Ayun na nga. 3 hours yung movie. So.
Yun kung mag-invest tayo man lang on like really watching something. It's gotta be that.
Okay.
All of these things naman.
Wala pa, wala na yun. Next week for sure, wala na yun.
Shit.
Well, I have booked watching the Beyonce film with my mom and Clara. Because I know you're not gonna watch it.
By the way, I just saw on IG
Reels. Why wouldn't you watch it, Jim?
I just saw
what's your beef with Beyonce?
I don't have. What I wanted to watch was the Eras movie.
It's Eras. Well, you could say era.
Yung if Eras not, movie, sobrang cute ng kiss nila ni Travis Kelce.
Nandun sa movie?
Wala sa movie.
Ah, okay.
I saw it on Instagram.
I didn't see that.
Kasi it's solid.
Speaking of Hollywood, sorry, ADHD.
Oh my God.
Channing Tatum is engaged to Zoe Kravitz. Ang labo. I didn't even know they were
matagal
dating.
Na yun.
What?
Alam ko yun.
Ah, wait. Sorry. I'm gonna take the opportunity because Hollywood. Jim was trying to tell me something about so nag-ano kami, worlds collide. Trashy reality shows.
Before that, can I just
sports.
Add?
What?
You just said worlds collide. Whenever this happens, we should. It's an ode to an asshole
what?
Named Howie Day.
What, Howie D?
Howie Day.
Howie D is Bastard Boys.
Howie Day, araw.
Okay.
Aye.
Isn't he Howie D?
No. Howie
my
Day.
My grade school crush.
Day nga eh.
Sino si Howie Day?
Yung kupal.
Sino yun?
Nakumunta ng... So that's that you and I collide.
That's not the name of the singer of that song.
It is.
Isn't that, ano, Goo Goo Dolls? You and I, Iris. Okay, anyway.
Ano yung sinabi ko?
So,
Collide. Okay,
Worlds Collide. So, for the Gen Zers, a little backstory, NBA. You guys know Michael Jordan. He's a basketball player. Get out of here if you don't know who he is. It's Michael Jordan. I know these things because they're very famous and also because my dad was a super huge fan of the Bulls, the Chicago Bulls. So Michael Jordan obviously is the GOAT. Best friend niya during their peak, si Scottie Pippen. And I knew.
Hindi best friend.
I mean, during their peak, like, sila parang Shaq and Kobe.
Pero hindi best friend.
But like, they were like, teammates.
They were the known dynamic duo of a dynasty.
Yeah, like, that's the same as best friend.
You can't say best friend.
Hindi naman literal eh. Parang,
mag-iiba yung kwento kasi sabihin mong best friend.
Ah, so,
I'm doing a sabi.
Fine, okay, fine.
I could have let that go. I couldn't let that go.
I wish there was a video for this to see like how angry you were.
Yeah. Kasi ganun si sabi. Like parang, let that fucking detail go, man.
Because minsan talaga si Jim talagang the, ano eh, the spinner of...
Embellish.
The embellisher. Talagang ano.
Anything.
You should go to fashion school because the embellishments are off the charts.
Oh my God, I think we're so ADHD. Nakikisabay ako sa ADHD, man. We're so on fire.
So
I just saw a billboard of John Robert Powers and I asked myself, sino ba yan?
Must be a guy with a lot of confidence.
Sino nga ba yun?
Hindi ko alam.
No? Like, why is this guy like... And... Do... Like, ewan ko, parang... So, fine. Like, do people go there and then like say like, san si John?
For context, John Robert Powers is like a school for... It's not school. Parang...
School.
Is it a school?
For modeling?
Confidence.
Nene.
Confidence. For, diba? Modeling? Speaking. Di ata modeling.
Modeling.
Ganun ba?
Oo.
Oh, anyway.
Anyway, sorry. Okay, let's
say
go.
Michael
let's
Jordan.
Go. Michael Jordan.
Tsaka yung best friend niya. So during their peak, yun yung parang ano, parang dream team, sarang dalawa ni Scottie Pippen yung parang, di ba?
Yeah,
that part of it, like Dennis Rodman and everything. Kainis ka talaga. Okay, so, jirit. Sobrang like, trying to mansplain the Bulls to me, whatever. Anyway, so si Scottie Pippen, yung wife niya, ex-wife niya, si Larsa Pippen, who I know because she's been guesting on some of the reality shows that I watch. I can't remember if it's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or The Kardashians. So she's a reality show, rin, reality show, reality star rin siya, for like Basketball Wives or something.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it. So break na sila, and then she is now engaged to the son of Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
So there's a huge age gap and people are like shocked. And I guess for people like me who don't really...
Pero prior to that nga, I think what made it worse is so best friends, quote unquote. Well, siguro, in fair to you, that's how the world viewed them. Like, Scottie and Michael, Shaq and Kobe, John and Paul.
Yeah.
And
you
then...
You're feeling after, like how the world viewed them. Well, me, I knew them, so they weren't best friends.
That's really true naman.
It's like someone you were really close to in college, Jim. Imagine someone you were really close to in college. Or like someone you did a lot of presentations with na sobrang talagang kaboom and
yeah,
like
yeah,
match
yeah,
kayo.
Yeah. But I wouldn't say he's my best friend. Gets mo? I'd say that we are the dynamic
great
duo
teammate
of school presentations.
Best mate. Oh, same.
Hindi. best working buddy.
Yeah, well, it's the same.
Best working partner.
Fine, a friend.
Best work partner.
Okay, best work partner. Okay. So you have a best work partner. As yung anak niya.
Pero prior to that, sabi, just to add.
Oh.
After they retired, so of course, 6 NBA championships, blah, 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 history, great, great, great. Si Pippen started talking shit about Jordan in public, saying like, basta parang tinitira niya si Jordan. Tapos nangyari to. Na anak ni Jordan married his ex-wife. Yun.
Nakakatawa kasi people are making it seem like caught in the middle si Michael Jordan. Pero sa mga interviews, he's just like, ano ngayon? Parang wala siyang pake. Parang, kung saan ka masaya? Ano ngayon? I kind of get him. But yeah, I think kind of sus yung ex-wife,
I guess.
Sus? Suspicious or suspect.
Did you learn that from the Clara episode?
No, in fairness. So there's an episode I did with my little sister who is a Gen Zer. Listen to that. It's Gen Z slang. Pero sus. I learned that from Among Us, the video game.
Okay. So I guess in the next episode, marami pa tayong mga shit na pag-usapan.
Yeah, I feel like we've been keeping a lot inside.
Marami na ipon. So as always, thank you for your support. And we'd like you guys to tag us.
Yes.
On Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Share this episode
at
Jim Bacaro at Sab mo gano'n.
Yeah.
At Wake Up With Jim and Sab. Yeah.
Two of the things we've been super busy with. Putty Rock Studio opening very soon. Maybe by the time this comes out, maybe it's open, maybe it's not. Follow us at Putty Rock Studio. And of course, Big Fuzz. That's at What's The Big Fuzz over on Instagram. That's our new cocktail bar headed by Kyle.
Bye.
Bye.
We back.
On Meta.
We back.
Join the new official group for AfterPod Quintuhans at bit.ly/podkidsafterparty.
Also, we always love hearing what you guys think. So share your stories and tag us on Instagram at Wake Up With Jim and Sab, at Jim Bacaro, and at Sab Mangalona.